For WCYB Digital Radio, This Week in Tech. Amazon upgraded the sound quality in its budget-priced and high-end Echo smart speakers, according to Consumer Reports. The company also introduced a range of new and updated products, including a Kindle e-reader that lets users annotate with a stylus. From NPR, Elon Musk says he's willing to buy Twitter after all. In a letter sent to Twitter, Musk's legal team offered to go through with his original offer, but only if the social media company drops its lawsuit. Sentencing of former Theranos boss Elizabeth Holmes, who was convicted of defrauding investors, has been delayed as a judge considers whether the testimony of a key witness in her high-profile trial was truthful, BBC reports. MasterCard has introduced a crypto-secure service meant to boost trust in crypto purchases, according to Engadget. The offering uses AI from CipherTrace to create a risk profile for digital asset providers and help card issuers decide whether to approve a transaction. From PC Mag, the European Parliament confirmed that USB Type-C will become the new standard for portable devices, for both charging and data transfers. As a result, the ports will become mandatory for phones, tablets, and cameras in 2024, and then for laptops in 2026. Ars Technica reports that Tesla is dropping ultrasonic sensors from its electric vehicles. Models 3 and Y will be the first of those affected, and as a result, will no longer be capable of parking assist, auto park, summon, or smart summon. Facebook parent Meta Platforms Inc. will soon ask some users for more direct feedback on what they like to see in their feed, and what they don't, as part of a broader effort to compete with TikTok and show people posts from users they don't follow, according to Bloomberg. From Apple Insider, Apple celebrated 100 million songs in Apple Music, and to help discovery, launched a new Apple Music Today series, the newest example of human curation at the company. Every day, editors will pick a new song and explore its history. The White House proposed a non-binding artificial intelligence bill of rights that said it would help parents, patients, and workers avert harm from the increasing use of automation in education, healthcare, and employment, according to Reuters. Internet infrastructure company Cloudflare released an alternative to Google's reCAPTCHA, Wired reports. Dubbed Turnstile, the tool runs quick and silent browser checks of technical behavior and other telemetry in an attempt to determine whether a user is human. For WCYB Digital Radio, that's This Week in Tech. Check back next week for more updates.